Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio over Zoom with two guests this morning that I'm happy to introduce you to. Angie Dalmoral is the Executive Director of Braveheart Volunteers, and Michelle Friedman is the President of the Board of Braveheart Volunteers. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about Braveheart Volunteers and an event that's coming up this weekend that most listeners are very familiar with and probably pretty excited about, and that's Braveheart Volunteers Bulls event. But I want to get to that second, because first I want to talk a little bit about what Braveheart Volunteers is, why this event is even happening. And Angie, maybe I can turn to you to ask you about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll just share real quick generally what our mission is, and it's that we provide compassionate care, companionship, respite, and education to those facing illness, isolation, end of life, and grief. So we're pretty much serving the lonely, the grieving, or the dying in our community. And how I came on board, really, my first desire to start with Braveheart was when I served at the bedside of my pastor. And one of the things that he always would say is, be good to people. That was his main message that he promoted, was be good to people. And we all need each other. And so that's the whole purpose of Braveheart right there, is just, you know, that needing each other and being good to people. And so that we're a purpose-driven organization. And the volunteers and the donors and the board and the staff, they're all striving for the good of the people. And we could not do this without any of them. And so it's all of us working together. And the people who are serving, they have a passion for the mission, but they have compassion for the people that we're serving. And that is that's just what drives us. That's the whole point of what we're doing. And so when people come to the Bulls event, it's important to remember, you're not just buying a bowl. You are the national average, the number that they have kind of attributed to the value of a volunteer hour is $30, or it's $29.95 actually, but that sounds like too good of a deal. No, but $30 an hour. But we know that really our volunteers, their hour, it's invaluable. But if you say the national average is $30 an hour, you know, people come and they're buying a bowl, say for $30, they're, in essence, what they're doing is they're buying an hour of time. They're buying an hour of joy or peace to give to someone, because that, by us being here, it allows our volunteers to go and companion the lonely or sit at the bedsides of people who are dying, or be a friend in grief to someone and walk alongside them in their grief. So we're the consolation to their desolation is kind of how we could see it. We step into their story. It's their experience, and we just walk alongside them in that time of vulnerability in their lives. And so they're facing great challenges. We've seen a real upswing for services because of what COVID has done, and the increase in isolation and loneliness and the effects of that. So in 2019, our volunteers were giving it an average of 7.5 hours a day. And right now, the first year with the lockdowns, it dropped to 3.5 hours a day. But our volunteers were still giving 3.5 hours a day in the best ways that they could.
Yeah, maybe you could give us a sense of that, Angie. So what exactly you're talking about, the services that the volunteers provide. Walk us through what are some of the different things that a volunteer might do?
They'll go to a home and they'll sit and visit with the volunteers with the care receivers, or we provide social and emotional support, really is what we do. And so they'll sit with those care receivers and play games, or, you know, they might clean out a fridge for them. Or Michelle, do you want to add something about?
Well, or you know, one volunteer's matched up with a care receiver that really enjoys writing letters and has for a long time, letters to the editor, letters to her congressman, letters to authors. And so her volunteer writes her letter. Or he actually writes her letters.
So anything.
She can't write right now, and that she still wants to write and you know, has the mental capacity for that. It's so varied. But one of the volunteers one of the care receivers I worked with as a volunteer has passed now, but she needed to remind her to eat lunch. So we ate lunch together once a week, and it was just beautiful, great stories, great time to just be together and get out a little lunch war. And yeah, it was really a special time. I think volunteers really benefit, and care receivers very much benefit.
So I'm guessing we'll talk about BOLS, which is a way that people can help support this work, which I'm guessing a lot of people find important and can see a need for it, maybe even in their own lives. But I'm also guessing that some listeners might think, oh, I could be involved in more ways than just attending BOLS. So I'm wondering if we could touch just on that briefly. Do you take volunteers, and what does that process look like? How could that happen for someone listening?
Okay.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, okay. Well, what normally the volunteer, if somebody's interested in volunteering, they contact our program manager, Catherine Winslow, and she does an intake. And then, we have people constantly coming to us asking, you know, they're looking for a purpose or some greater meaning or some way to help others. And so she'll do the intake. And then there's a little bit of training at first, and they'll usually get paired with a current volunteer until the big training in the fall. But Catherine, we call her our matchmaker. She's very good at, she knows the care receivers, and she finds out, what the volunteer is interested in, and she matches them. And it's proving to be really successful how she's been approaching it, and the people are really benefiting. Both volunteer and care receiver really benefit.
Wonderful.
From the experiences.
So listeners, if they want to get involved in that way, they can go to the Braveheart Volunteers website, which is braveheartvolunteers.org, and begin the process of becoming a volunteer. We just have a few minutes left, and so I want to turn to you, Michelle, and ask you about this big event this weekend. Tell us, what are we doing this weekend?
Okay, so it's an abbreviated event of our past BOLS event. So it's a lunchtime. It's 11:30 in the morning on this Saturday. Our doors will open. We just have the first two outer rooms at the Centennial Building. So people will come in the door near the canoe, and the BOLS will all be there on display, and they are all about 300 BOLS from 16 different artists in Sitka have donated their BOLS and their time. And UAS has been an integral part of that, allowing us to use that facility to create these BOLS. And then there's going to be an opportunity, this donation board, two boards that have a wonderful percentage of about $1,600 worth of gifts hidden behind these mystery donation boards. So there's another opportunity to support our work. And we'll be able to take credit cards and checks and cash. And then you're going to leave the rooms with a cup of soup and to go. And so these are going to be served in these to-go cups. And five different restaurants in town are going to be donating soup to us. Ludwig's Chowder Tart, the Mangere, and Pizza Express. and Nugget, and I'm leaving out
Beak.
The beak. That's right. The beak. Oh, delicious. The beak. And there's going to be music right outside, out in the front of the building. Zach
White.
Wass.
Thank you. Zach Wass. And we're hoping people will stay out and enjoy, you know, the weather hopefully will cooperate, but there's also a nice covered area there outside under close to the building with benches. And so, you know, people can take their soup home or they can stay and enjoy and compare their bowls and enjoy the music.
Sounds wonderful, as usual. So this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Centennial Hall is the version of Braveheart Volunteers Bowls event. Thank you, Angie and Michelle, for being here this morning.
Thank you,
Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.